episode 49, more NVIDIA news. Hey, everybody, this is Ryan and Ben, and today we're going to be Google's reveal and NVIDIA again. Stick around for 10 minutes as we get you up to date on what is happening in the AI space. But first, as always, Ben, let's hit it with the news.
All right, we have just two news items today. As always, the ChatGPT subreddit now has 1,900,000 members, and a little bit of change there. The second news item is Alibaba begins rollout of its ChatGPT-style tech as China AI race heats up. So it's coming out with its own LLM. We'll have to follow that a little bit. So, but Ryan, why don't we jump right into the topic today? We got some stuff hitting here.
Yes. So we talk a lot about AI and how it could replace certain jobs, but one that seems to be taking an interesting hit is publishing. There was an opinion piece written by John Herman that begs the question, will Google's AI plans destroy the media? And John argues that the publishing industry could adapt to the rise of AI by focusing on areas where human expertise is still essential, such as selecting and acquiring content, developing relationships with authors, and marketing books to readers. However, John also acknowledges that the publishing industry is facing significant challenges and that it is not clear how it will be able to compete with Google's AI in the long term. Now, here's a few examples of AI already making moves in that space, and I've got three of them here for you. The first one is Amazon's Mechanical Turk platform allows users to crowdsource tasks such as data entry and transcription, which has led it to a decline in the demand for human editors and proofreaders. Interesting. Second one was AI could also have a significant impact on the way that books are distributed. Google is already experimenting with self-publishing platforms that allows authors to publish their books directly to the internet. This could make it easier for authors to get their books published, but it could also lead to a decline in sales of books from traditional publishers. And then finally, the third one here is Google's introduction of an AI-powered search through its, quote, snapshots feature has sparked concern among publishers as well by automating the creation of concise article-style answers to users' queries. And Google is seen as potentially undermining the traditional relationship between publishers and the search engine giant. It's a pretty good opinion, and that's all three of them. It's a pretty good opinion piece, and it covers a lot more than I discussed here. So I invite you to check it out. That'll be on our website, and I'll tag it on our Twitter as well as LinkedIn. But just an interesting note, a job that might be taken out, a middleman that could be taken out due to AI, and just some examples there. So,
and generally what we maintain is that AI is not replacing entire jobs, but it might replace enough tasks within a job that job can, the tasks that are not replaced by AI can then be put on to other people. So it makes everybody more efficient. And in that way, it kind of erases or replaces some people. So, all right, let's move on here to NVIDIA. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang showcased a groundbreaking glimpse into the convergence of gaming and AI at Computex 2023 in Taipei. You might have seen this. It's kind of been all over Twitter and the internet recently, and it's pretty cool. During his presentation, the CEO unveiled a rendering of a cyberpunk ramen shop where gamers can interact with the virtual proprietor using their own voices. Unlike traditional dialogue options, the showcased technology that is the LLM envisions a future where players can simply hold down a button and speak naturally and receive responses from the video game characters. So if you've played video games before where they have an NPC dialogue, a non-playable character dialogue, you usually have like option A, B, or C as a response from them, and then it's kind of like free range, but you're not really freely speaking. So this, you speak to it, and it's using an LLM to then create the dialogue back to you every time. So it's, whoa, it's 100%, yeah, new. So NVIDIA referred to this innovation as a peek at the future of games. While watching a video demonstration of this, of a single conversation may not fully capture the superiority of this system compared to NPC dialogue trees, the true marvel lies in the generative AI's ability to comprehend and react to natural speech. Now, enthusiasts are eagerly anticipating NVIDIA's release of the demo because it's not currently able to be demoed by the public, hoping to experience the technology firsthand and witness the potential for truly diverse outcomes. And I do wonder, with the diverse outcomes, it kind of, I'm sure within a video game, you don't want but so many options. So I wonder how they're going to narrow down the dialogue options for that while still letting an LLM come up with all of it, because you want it, you you want to keep some guardrails on it because you want to naturally flow the game in a certain direction. But we'll see. That's for each individual game to decide for itself. The demo itself was a collaboration between NVIDIA and Convai. I think I'm saying that right. C-O-N-V-A-I. Designed to showcase the capabilities of the tools employed in its creation. One such tool is NVIDIA ACE, which stands for Avatar Cloud Engine for games. So that's the kind of like their gaming suite. It is a suite of middleware products that can be run both locally and in the cloud. NVIDIA ACE encompasses various components, including NeMo tools for deploying large language models and Riva speech-to-text and text-to-speech technologies. Now, although the demo leveraged an array of tools, it was primarily built using the Unreal Engine 5, incorporating extensive ray tracing technology. So if you looked at it, it was actually very visually striking, too. It was a very good demo. Now, using large language models for NPC characters has the potential to extend beyond single character interactions, as NVIDIA claims that it could scale to accommodate multiple characters simultaneously. So if you had a crowd of characters around your character within the game, it could all be like a natural one-off conversation, which seems pretty wild to me.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Now, theoretically, this innovation could even enable non-playable characters or the NPCs to engage in conversation with one another. So that could also open up a whole another array of possibilities within a game. However, no formal testing of this feature has been conducted as of yet. So it's kind of like an LLM talking to an LLM. I actually wonder how boring that conversation would be because it'd probably be too polished. But we'll see how that plays out. That's for somebody else to decide. While it remains uncertain whether game developers will adopt the entire ACE toolkit showcased in the demo, two highly anticipated games, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, and Fort Solace, Fort Solace, have committed to utilizing a component called Omniverse Audio to Face. This feature aims to synchronize the facial animations of 3D characters with the speech of their respective voice actors, enhancing the overall gaming experience. So overall, the too long didn't listen to this section is that NVIDIA is using an LLM to create character dialogue back to you, the human, which is pretty interesting, and I think it opens up a world of possibilities as far as games go.
It's almost like the same, like no two games would be the same then. Like you could run through a game with your friend and he plays it by himself. You play it by yourself, like a single player. And all of a sudden it's like, wait, you had this experience. I never had that. So that it really does open up this like a decision tree that is not limited anymore.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And I wonder if it would even let an AI eventually kind of create more options or more levels or something like that. Like we're speaking years down the, well, I think years down the road.
we think, right?
If AI is creating new levels and it can do something that quick or new options, like what's behind this door, and then AI can kind of create it that without already having that built. I'm not a video game designer, but this just seems like wild to me that this is a possibility and a cool use of AI that I had not thought of before. Yeah. But anyways, we went long on that. Ryan, why don't you hit us with the next section?
Yes, so I'll finish out here. Google Research has introduced a new visual language model called Reveal, which utilizes a multi-source, multimodal memory to answer knowledge-intensive queries. Now, the model encodes diverse knowledge sources, including text, images, and knowledge graphs, into a memory structure of key-value pairs. Now, during training, Reveal learns to retrieve information from this memory to address queries, enable the model to focus on reasoning rather than memorization. And to scale the memory, the perceiver architect is employed to encode and compress knowledge items. Now, Reveal archives are impressive results in knowledge-based visual question answering and image captioning tasks, outperforming previous models. Now, these advancements addresses challenges faced by large-scale models, such as the need for massive training data, computational requirements, and the potential for outdated information by leveraging multimodal knowledge and retrieval mechanisms. Reveal enhances the model's ability to answer complex queries and reduces reliance on extensive training. So again, a lot of big words there. I had to take a look at the article a little bit more to see what they were talking about. I will link that article to you as well. But another kind of one of those things where it's like Google's still doing stuff. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. But just another really, really interesting thing that they are working on for the back end.
Absolutely. And that link to that article can be found on our website, the ChatGPT report at thechatgptreport.com. I almost gave the email there. All right. I am going to take us out here. Thank you all for giving us a listen today. Rate and review and subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss our two new episodes every week on Monday and Thursday. Give us a follow on LinkedIn and Twitter at ChatGPTReport, and check out our website, thechatgptreport.com, where you can find links as well as transcripts to each show. Please send us an email at thechatgptreport@gmail.com. We hope you have a great rest of your Monday.